سبحان الله 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 سبحان الله
Hood Hood? Hood Hood, is that you? Hood Hood, where are you and what was that noise?
I'm seeing stars. Is it still night?
No, it's time for Suhoor. And why do you look like you've been hit by a taxi?
It's worse than that. I just got blown away by a tsunami.
Tsunami? Oh dear. Small Hood Hood using such big words. That can only mean one thing. Drama. What happened, Hood Hood?
It's a terrorist.
Terrorist? What happened this time?
It's Imi the elephant.
Imi the elephant? Oh, that definitely sounds like trouble.
Yeah, he just eats and gobbles and fears and gobbles and howls and gobbles the whole day. And you know what else he does? He gobbles.
Okay, Hood Hood. I get the point. But he's an elephant. All elephants do that. So what's the problem?
He eats the whole day. That's the problem. And he overeats.
How is that your business?
What do you mean, how is that my business? His eating and his greediness puts my life in danger.
No, I don't think so. He doesn't eat your food or take your stuff. And besides, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created enough sustenance for all his creation.
You don't know. If there's no food one day, I know he'll eat me up. He sees roast bird when he sees me.
Oh dear, you have jokes this early in the morning.
Look at the damage this guy has done.
What did he do?
I'm telling you, it's his eating. He eats the whole day. Then he's bloated and lame and he can't eat anymore. Then he can't even walk and step and then he can't even breathe.
Eat till he can't even breathe? You're right. That is bad. That's terrible, Hood Hood. And then?
Yeah, then he starts making all those funny noises with his trunk because he can't breathe.
Then what happens?
Then he goes in circles causing tremors and whirlwinds and then boom, chaos and destruction.
Huh?
Yeah, then he breaks wind. Oh, yeah, Allah. Then it's like World War III. Worse than an atom bomb. Boom. He blows everything away, causing mass destruction. And if I'm around, I get hit first. His heart is a weapon of mass destruction because he eats all day long.
Did you know, little Hood Hood, and did you know, butterflies? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us we should fill our stomachs with one third of food, one third of drink, and leave one third for air. This way, we won't be weak because of eating less than what we need, and we're not eating so much that we get lame, lazy, and sleepy. So, butterflies, did you fill your tummy the correct way this suhoor? I hope so, insha'Allah.